to mortals. I've cast their shadows, permanent features built into these borders. But on the cover of the customary gap we find between history and true founding fathers. Back in the rockets, binding wrestlers, the bomb bursting in air. One nation indivisible. But the truth is, the backcountry learned of ratification. The people had a coffin painted black, solemnly born in funeral procession. They buried it deep in the earth as an emblem of the dissolution, internment of their public liberty. Someday, somewhere, today's empires, tomorrow's ashes.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. You listen to the punk rock show called We All Fall Down. My name is Tim. Welcome to the show, my friends. We just heard a song by a legendary Canadian band called Propagandy. That was a song of their album which came out back in 2001 on Fat Records. And the name of the album was Today's Empires, Tomorrow's Ashes. And we heard a song of the same title. Today, as usual, I'm always excited for the show, and I have some really cool songs for you to play, the songs I'm really excited about. I would like to start off today's show with a couple bands, actually side projects, which are related to the band Rancid. The first one is a new side project by Lars Fredriksson, who is a member of Rancid, and he has a new band. His band is called The Old Firm Casuals. They released a new 7-inch, their first 7-inch this week, and I would like to play for you a song of it later on for you. And then the other Rancid-related track I would like to play is a song by Danny Diablo, who is a Hellcat recording artist. He did a cover of the song by the Scottish band The Exploited. He did an interesting cover version of the song Sex and Violence, and this, his version, features Everlast and Tim Armstrong of The Rancid. So it's an interesting version of the song, and I will play it for you as well a little bit, very soon. And also I have some new tracks from great bands. I have new tracks from Swinging Others, Agnostic Front, and Poor Habit, and I obviously will play those songs for you. But let's start with Old Firm Casuals. That's a new side project by Lars Fredriksson, and I would like to play the first track of their new 7-inch. This track is called Old Firm. So let's listen. This is The Old Firm Casuals, and this is the punk rock show We All Fall Down.
Get a bitch. The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. Wednesday, April 13th, check out network recording artists The Submarines performing songs from their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Opening up will be Nick Freitas. Doors are at 8 p.m. tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, April 20th, come on down for a benefit show for the Devin Clifford Memorial Foundation featuring Transmitters, Chains of Love, Hard Feelings, Mutual Friends, and Vicious Cycles, plus Soul Night DJs Johnny Was and Slim Roy. Tickets are $10 at the door, and the doors open at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, the Biltmore and the Georgia Strait present Dengue Fever, that's them playing now, with guests Capillary Action. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. and music beginning at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and online at ticketweb.ca. Saturday, April 30th, don't miss Tune Yards and their blend of folk ingenuity with the bold pop sensibility of an R&B siren. Buke and Gas will open up this early show. Doors at 7 p.m. and music begins at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Why not go online to biltmorecabaret.com?
It's been 25 years and we're still pounding your ears. That's right, we have made headbanging history. Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM has hit a metal milestone as Canada's longest-running all-metal radio show, and they want you to raise your horns and help them celebrate. Power Chord, the Invisible Orange, Scrape Records, and 430 Productions present Power Chord's 25th anniversary show, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with the 2010 Power Chord Bands.
Orok! Magnus Rising!
Scythia!
Scissor Tooth!
Titan's Eve!
And as part of their North American tour, headliners Woods of Ypres. If you love the metal, then you don't want to miss this. On Saturday, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater, get your tickets at Scrape Records today. All ages, doors open at 6.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're also available on the internet on the website CITR.ca. We just heard some block of fast and relatively loud music. The last song we heard that was by the band Poor Habit. Their album Got Your Back came out on Fat Records on April 12th, so about a couple weeks ago. And we heard a song called Greenery. That was another track from Poor Habit. Poor Habit, they're a punk band from Compton, and people even say they're the only punk band from Compton, because Compton is well known for lots of talented rap musicians from that area, and Poor Habit, they're a punk band. So this is an interesting fact about Poor Habit. Before that, we heard a band called Agnostic Front, a legendary hardcore band from New York, and their album My Life, My Way came out on Nuclear Blast Records, and we heard a track called Now and Forever. Before that, we heard another Fat Track recording artist that was a band Swingin' Others. Their new album came out this Tuesday, April 26, and the name of the album is Here Under the Protest. And we heard a short track called You Got to Give It All to the Man. And I opened this block of music with two songs which are related to the band Rancid, and the track by Danny Diablo. It was a cover version of the song by the song Sex and Violence, and that originally the song is by the band The Exploded from Scotland, but Danny Diablo did an interesting cover version, and this cover features Everlast and Tim Armstrong from Rancid. And the other Rancid related track is by the band The Old Firm Casuals. That's a new side project from Lars Fredriksson. He started his new band, and we heard a song called Old Firm. This is a track from their debut 7-inch. So that's what we heard. Coming up next, I have some ska punk songs from international, let's call it international block of ska music. I have bands from Italy, England, and Russia. I would like to start off this ska block with a band called The Offenders. They are from Italy. There was another band, an old hardcore band from States. The Offenders, but I would like to play you a band from Italy, The Offenders. I've played them before. They play the skinhead ska music, songs about drinking, songs about drinking beer at the local pub on a Saturday night. I've played them before on the show. I really do like those guys, The Offenders, and they have a new album. Their new album is called Shots, Screams, and Broken Dreams, and I would like to play for you a song called Life on Grime. So let's start this international block of ska music with the band called The Offenders from Italy. This is the song Life on Grime, and this is We All Fall Down.
So brave, and you say, I don't believe.
Filled him full of pills and then left him with a marker pen. of repetition and empty scene,
where everything is and nothing means.
Subverting symbols back to front
proved he was intelligent.
So they let him out and left me behind. Now I've got his pen and plenty of time.
All this just goes to show what words can do when the status quo. All of this just goes to show what words.
Попадать, пару подозрения. Хватит попивать. чистые сердцем, но в нашем мире они просто слепы. Есть подлецы, что легко правят миром, не открывая глаза. Мало кричать всем, что мир исчезает, рушатся горы и земля замерзает. Люди проблемы легко замечают, если у них на глазах умирают. Ничего не жди, и будет нечего терять. Хочется дожди, но им не стоит доверять. Страхи от зимы не сдохнут те, кто не жили. Наконец-то мы получим все, что заслужили. Я умираю. Поглощающая страсть, собою жертвовать без меры, хоть одному не дать упасть, заставить жить своим примером. Я умираю, я умираю для тебя, я умираю, я умираю для тебя, я умираю. Я умираю для тебя, я умираю, 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 я умираю для тебя.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio show We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard a block of international ska music, how I call that. The last song we heard it was by the Russian band called Distemper. They are a legendary Russian band. They've been around for more than 20 years, and they are one of the key bands in Russian punk rock scene. They released a new EP. It's like single EP, three song release. The name of the song we heard is Я умираю для тебя. That means I am dying for you. And it's a new track. And as I mentioned, yeah, this is a song from the Russian band called Distemper. Before that, we heard a band, two bands from UK. One band, it was the band called Random Hand. And their new album is called Seeding is Believing. And we heard a track called Tales of Intervention. This is a new band for me, so I don't really know them yet, but I like their album. So again, it was the band called Random Hand. Before that, we heard another band from UK. They're called Citizen Fish, and I've played already a song by them about maybe couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, doesn't matter. And Citizen Fish, they have a new album called Goods, and we heard a song called Marker Pen. Citizen Fish, this is a side project by Dick Lucas, who is a singer in the band called Subhumans, a legendary UK punk band. They've been playing punk rock music since early 80s, Subhumans, and in 1990 he started a ska punk side project called Citizen Fish, and they're well known, and they release lots of stuff. For example, they have a split album with Leftover Crack, and this year they released a new album called Goods, and I really, really like this album, and I suggest you, if you're interested in this type of music, if you like Subhumans or if you like Citizen Fish, check it out. Again, this was Citizen Fish, and their new album is called Goods. And I opened this block of music to the band from Italy. They called The Offenders, and their new album called Shots, Screams, and Broken Dreams. And we heard the first track of their new album, and Life on Grime, that's the name of this song. I would like to play for you. You know, I was actually thinking, how should I finish this show? And I decided to finish it up with a local, the block of local music. I've said this numerous times. We live in a great city with a great music scene. There are so many talented musicians. They form bands, they release music, and they play live shows. It's so exciting to live in the city because there are so many great bands. And I would like to play a new song by the well-known band called Living with the Lions. People, punk fans in Vancouver, they like this band, and always seeing them is a lots of fun. And Living the Lions, they have a brand new album, which will be out very soon, May 17th, I believe so, and it comes out on Black Box Recordings. Their new album, yeah, as I said, it's in May, and they released the first 7-inch. I already played the first track for you, and the other track, which is I would like to play right now, is the B-side of this 7-inch, which we released like, you know, like a single pre-release, or I don't know. That's the song called When We Were Young, and I would like to play for you this song, and I also will play some other local bands from Vancouver, from this beautiful city. Okay, let's listen. This is a new song from Living the Lions, and it's called When We Were Young. This is Living the Lions, and you're listening to the radio show We All Fall Down.
Face of an angel, shot down in the streets. Covered up feelings behind these punk rock beats. This place is so big, tied up in jail. Our place so small, it'll never. Shot down in the streets, covered up feelings behind.
ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Check out Sucker Punch, playing through April 7th, Your Highness, playing the 8th through 21st, and awesome midnight movies every Friday.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Punk Rock Show. We all fall down and we are almost done. I just have a couple minutes to finish up the show. We just heard a block of local music, bands from British Columbia, from Vancouver. And the last song we heard, it was a song by the band called Slingshot. The name of the song was Chai Pig Latte, sorry, and it was from their demo. Actually, it was an interesting story. There's a shop on the Granville Street called Rock Shop, and they sell t-shirts. And I came into the shop. I wanted to buy some t-shirt. I don't really remember. But there was this CDs playing. I asked, what's playing? And the lady said, oh, this is my friend's band. They call Slingshot. They're a local band. Do you want their demo CD? I said, yeah, I would like to have the demo CD. And she gave me the disc, and I really liked the band. And after that, I went and saw them live. And it was... since then, I like the band called Slingshot. Okay, this is good enough. interesting story. And before that, we heard a band called Aspirations. This is a side project by Stu McKillop, who is a well-known producer and engineer who produced lots of bands by lots of albums by the local bands. He's project is called Aspirations, and they released an EP, self-titled EP, 5-song EP, and we heard a song called I think it's an address, 10729 King George Highway. That's the name of the song. And before that, we heard a song by Living the Lions, another great local band. Living the Lions, they have a new album, which is out on Black Box Recordings on May 17th. The name of the album is Holy Shit. And we heard a song which came out on a single, on a 7-inch, single, and that was just, I think it's a B-side. But anyway, it was a new song by Living the Lions, and there was a song called When We Were Young. Okay, that was the radio show, We All Fall Down. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca or on the blog. The blog is We All Fall Down CITR. .tumblr.com We All Fall Down CITR.tumblr.com. I have all the episodes of the show on this blog, and you can download and see what I played. That'll do it for today, and I would like to finish up the set that the band called SNFU. I was listening to their albums, through their songs last week, and I decided to play you one of my favorite songs by this band. I would like to play you for you a song which is called Painful Reminder. So thank you so much for listening. That was the show We All Fall Down. I'll see you next week, and this is SNFU, Painful Reminder. Thank you so much for listening.
Day. grew up a city. She was married, he didn't learn, and inside he did burn. Deep inside he burned, and he vowed that never again would he open his heart. Open up his heart.
Avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse? Free? And allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies in the media, as well as by decisions made on issues such as internet openness and usage-based billing. Without question, these decisions have an immense impact on consumers, socially and economically. Let's admit it, the internet has become an essential part of our lives. That's where we come in. Openmedia.ca is here to ensure that the decisions regarding the internet are fair and citizen-friendly. OpenMedia.ca is a national, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We advocate for a media communication system that adheres to the principles of access, choice, diversity, innovation, and openness. Our organization provides resources for volunteer organizers, collaboration tools, and leadership development. We engage, we educate, we empower. For more information, visit openmedia.ca, saveournet.ca, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And you're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, let's bring that mic in a little closer there. Whew. Okay. Today it's going to be a little bit different show. It is an interview, but it was a panel I did on the weekend a couple weeks ago, not this previous weekend, weekend before. I was down in Portland for Stumptown, where I did three panels. I did one with Jeffrey Brown, where Brandon Graham joined us on stage, and we basically nerded out and talked about our favorite comics we read as kids. Lots of talks about Turtles and Ninjas and Frank Miller and Batman and whatnot. I also did a panel with Molly Crabapple, who's an illustrator out of New York. She started the Dr. Sketchy's School of Anti-Art or something like that. It's a basically burlesque life drawing. Women dressing up fancy and do for the life drawing. It's pretty neat. They do some really interesting conceptual work that I've enjoyed what I've seen of it. And last but not least is the one I'm going to play today, which is with Sarah Glidden. Sarah I had on a couple months ago to discuss her book, How to Understand Israel in 60 Days or Less. And it was a really fun chat. And I was a little nervous because they wanted me to do a panel with her, even though I'd just done an interview. But since I had done the interview, she had gone to the Middle East, where she was doing work documenting crew there. Well, you'll hear all about it in the discussion coming up here. I really enjoyed talking to Sarah. She is a smart cookie. It's really interesting talking to her in comparison.